I think is unacceptable. It's an unacceptable way for this organisation to operate, that countries like Britain, and indeed other countries, Italy, Holland, are just presented with these demands for extra money without any notice. David Cameron, while we're doing
how
this...
How much do you have, by the way?
Well, we were told earlier this week.
Earlier this week. Which day?
I think we were told on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, so, why did we only learn now about this?
Well, because it's surfaced as the European Council approaches, right? I mean, we've absolutely...
Full ambush, then. That's the point, really. I mean, you had some notice.
Look, even the President of the European Commission yesterday said he didn't have a clue about this, and that was yesterday. So somewhere in the organisation, they've produced these numbers. It's not acceptable. It's not an acceptable way for the organisation to work. And David Cameron, alongside the Italian Prime Minister, the Dutch Prime Minister, you know, the Greek Prime Minister, are raising these issues as we're doing this interview at the European Council.
You honestly had no idea this was coming. We knew the numbers had been revised. We knew there was a new assessment. Isn't it naive to say you wouldn't have known that this was going to be reassessed?
Well, this appears to have been a calculation done and handed in the bowels of the European Commission, handed out at a meeting of relatively junior civil servants and officials. Right, the moment we became aware of it, of course, as a country, we've elevated the issue. David Cameron was immediately on the phone to other prime ministers who were similarly surprised by this and also agreed it's unacceptable. And now, you know, we're in Derby, we're not at the European Council, but literally while we're doing this interview, this issue is being raised. And people know with David Cameron, he fights for Britain's interests in Europe. He makes sure that Britain gets the best possible deal in Europe.